Welcome to the second part of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and you're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. In this segment, I'll be talking with Joanna Bateman. Joanna is the Executive Director of Literacy in Action, and she'll be talking to us about the organization and the many activities going on. We'll start off the second part with a song from O'Keen Elsie, and the song is called Voices Are Rising. Right after the song, we'll hear the interview with Joanna Bateman.
Too many thoughts, too many words stuck in my head, nothing is easy. Not enough time, nothing inside, painting in black, losing the feeling. And the water drowns me out. But the silence breaks the sound. Voices are rising, so just let it up right now. Tears that you're hiding, just let it all fall down. And I sing till my heart makes a sound. Open the door, I need to be there. I wanna know, I wanna feel. Open my heart, just let me in now. And the water drowns me out. But the silence screams so loud. Voices are rising.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today we welcome Joanna Bateman, Executive Director of Literacy in Action, to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Joanna.
Hi. Hi, Maureen.
Literacy in Action, your mandate. Could you tell us about your mandate?
Sure. So Literacy in Action, sometimes referred to as LIA, we're a nonprofit, volunteer-oriented organization that promotes adult literacy and lifelong learning. We design and deliver, try to support free community-based programming as much as possible, all in an effort to offer direct services that are one-on-one and confidential, that focus really around reading and writing for adults. Our activities, we build on core literacy skills, and we provide hands-on learning opportunities for English speakers, English-speaking adults and their families across the Esprit region, actually, of Quebec. And Esprit now being a new territory, we offer our services up until Magog, from like Lennoxville to Magog, and then you could think Lennoxville to, our mandate goes as far as Lac-Mégantic. However, being a small organization, we don't always reach that distance.
Okay, that's quite a big district though.
It's huge. So yeah, that's one of the reasons our organization has developed a pop-up event model. So trying to keep a foot on the ground with in English-speaking pockets of the Eastern Township through, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit later in terms of our programming. But yeah, it's we do a lot of partnership work, which allows to keep the visibility and awareness of our organization. But definitely it's one of the many of the challenging mandates of the nonprofit sector. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Offering a lot of services, and you offer a lot of different activities, and they're fun activities too. I think you even have two or three going right now. Would you like to tell us about those?
Definitely. We have, right now we're going into our spring season, which we consider one of our peak seasons because the weather gets better. It's easier to travel. If you're in a more remote area, it's easier to maybe go to one of the closer towns nearby you by transportation. And so we have, as I mentioned, we do a lot in collaboration. So we have a new program series starting up called the Engineer Squad, and that's born out of our Smart Science program that we piloted last year. And it's going to be happening in Lenoxville on Saturday morning from 10 to 12. And that's in collaboration with New Horizons, the Adult Education Center in Sherbrooke, as well as with the Lenoxville Library. And then that starts actually this Saturday. It's going to run for 5 weeks. And then we'll be starting up again in Barrie at the library there at the end of April.
Okay.
So and that's one program, and that's really, we use art as a vehicle to explore learning activities and kind of try to, you know, science can be intimidating for individuals. So we like to use art in playful ways of bringing literacy skills to life.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Definitely, you make it a lot less intimidating for everybody and a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm. We also have, speaking of fun, we also in collaboration with our partners out in Richmond and Val de Sous, which is formerly known as Asbestos, we offer our Ready, Set, Grow program, which is for adults with children 0 to 3 years old. And it's all through playful songs and rhymes. It's really about learning how to develop language skills for your child. Because usually we, you know, when we have little babies, we really just want to go goo goo gaga and we don't necessarily think they're understanding us, but this program is all about exposing children at an earlier age to language and words through song and rhyme. And it's a lot of fun. And it's for both. Often people think of this as a, you know, female-centric activity or parent uniquely for parents, but it's actually for maybe the primary caregiver. So that could be the grandparent. It could be somebody who's taking care of the child or the father or grandfather. So everyone's welcome in that sense to learn all of the tips and tricks we provide through the Ready, Set, Grow program. And that's it's on Fridays in Richmond. There's a new group starting on April 5th. And then there's a new group starting in Val de Sous, April 8th. So it's a 10-week series.
Okay, great.
I could go on about all of our programs, but we do have one last one, which is new, which is our climate circles. So we're going to be starting up a workshop series that's really volunteer-led, and it's going to be discussions around climate and the impact it's having on ourselves and community at large. So it's going to really be the content will be decided by the people who participate. And that's going to be starting April 15th. That's a Monday at 6 p.m. at Literacy in Action at our main office in Lenoxville. Yeah, I feel like that probably covers like our core communities and family literacy activities that are starting up because other ones are winding down. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. A lot going on, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about the literacy level for the English people in the townships?
That's a great question. It's one of the it's one of the longstanding challenges of our organization is finding up to date research of the English speaking community specifically in the Eastern Townships as it relates to literacy levels. What we know is in 2015, which is obviously dated now, there was a report that came out that said that 53% of English speakers across Quebec had low literacy levels, which means that, you know, they might be able to read the headline in a newspaper, but really deconstructing and comprehending the whole article in a newspaper would be more challenging for them. That it's actually 56%. At that time, it was also 56% in the Francophone community that had the same struggle. So that was done by an international survey that took a few years to complete in order to gather all of the data. And unfortunately, during the pandemic, that research was not able to be done. So we're working with old stats, but we're also working with it doesn't get broken down by region that far yet, but we're working on that with our partners in the literacy sector to try to figure out ways to get funding to do that type of research.
Okay. Do you find your activities are people are participating in the different activities?
We have a really excellent turnout. It's something that's been really incredible to watch over the last few years. Even with the pandemic, we did some things online and we had engagement. We're an organization that really loves playing with ideas and experimenting with them. And we invite the community to experiment with these programs with us. And so we have some regular families that join us throughout the communities, which is always fun. But Bill, as many of you know who are probably listening, word of mouth is really the best way that people hear about us. And so often they'll let their friends know to invite them to the next programs that we would be offering. And one of the reasons we do try to have diversity in our programming is because we recognize that not everybody's going to be interested in the topics that we're looking at. So we try to keep the possibilities to engage with us to have a variety of options for that. So. But we do have a good turnout but we always, any organization, or even if you're having, you know, a gathering at your house, you're like, are the people going to show up? Mm-hmm. So we like to keep in touch through our newsletter and through phone calls and emails and through Facebook and of course the other social media platforms to keep in touch so that people know what's going on with us. That's we are always great. Looking for new families. Yeah.
Good. And yeah. All the activities are free?
Yes. That is something we feel very fortunate to provide. We're funded through the Quebec government, through the Ministère d'Éducation, but for the community sector. So we have a core funding that allows us to operate and offer our services for free. But one of the reasons we can do that is because we also have volunteers. So volunteers help us be able to continue offering free services, free direct services, like our computer literacy program in our tech hub. For example, the climate circles, that's going to be volunteer run. And then the funding really goes to helping organize like the daily operations and infrastructure around these other initiatives. So yes, everything is free.
Okay, that's wonderful. Let's talk a bit about the volunteers, about how many volunteers do you have?
That actually is one question that I always struggle to answer because it varies by season. Since we're a very seasonal organization, I couldn't give you a number off the top of my head, but I would say we have at least over 20 volunteers who are either helping us with programming on our board or offering one-on-one services.
Okay, that's wonderful. Are you looking for more volunteers? And if so, in what specific areas?
We're actually piloting a new concept called Volunteer Skill Builder, where we're inviting people who are interested in developing their animation skills to join us for our community and family literacy programming. And the idea here is so that people who might not necessarily have, they might be curious about being an animator one day or working in community at some point, but they're not necessarily ready to take on the full responsibility of running a program. So we're inviting volunteer skill builders to join us. And you would be an extra hand, so you would participate and you know, interact with the families during the activities. You'd help do the setup, and you know, like theater where you strike the set after the activity. And yeah, so this is a new idea. We have three new people who have recently signed up for this, and we're definitely open to more. And as it relates to the age, we're really looking for people of all ages here. We're ideally, you know, 18 and older. But, you know, if somebody's in, you know, their 40s or 50s, like they're more than welcome to be a skill builder with us as much as somebody who's in their 20s. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you wanted to add? I guess we should mention the website, too, and how to get in touch with Literacy in Action.
Sure. So the best way to keep in touch with Literacy in Action is actually through our Facebook page. So if you look us up, it would be, I'll spell it out because literacy is one of those words that people confuse sometimes. So it's LITERACY. So that's literacy in space action. ACTION. And there's actually two organizations that are called Literacy in Action, and one is in Quebec and one is in Vancouver. So if you look us up on Facebook, you could look for the one with our logo, which is a teal circle with a book and a hand that's kind of growing. It looks a little bit like a flower. That's the page you would follow on Facebook. And then our website is LIA-ESTRI.org. So that's LIA-ESTRI.org. And that's really a website that we inherited a few years ago. When we were building our site. So it's Literacy in Action, but the acronym, which is why we call it LIA, why we call Literacy in Action LIA sometimes. And I think probably the last thing I would mention is, and through those avenues, you can sign up for our newsletter, which we send out seasonally. But I would say one thing to keep in mind for our organization is that, you know, we're a learning organization. And so that goes for our staff, as much as it is for the community and members of the community. And we don't have the research to back up the observation yet, but many people are undiagnosed with different learning differences. So they might have had dyslexia, or they might be neurodivergent, which means they might have ADHD or things like that. And that all plays a part in how they navigate the world around them. And our organization is really about celebrating those differences and also helping you discover what you're really good at and letting you share that with us. So, and maybe you could run a workshop yourself one day. So I don't want people to feel that maybe they've been thinking about learning how to read and write or just building on those skills, and they might feel like it maybe is too late. But I would encourage those individuals to reach out to us, or maybe to speak with a loved one before reaching out to us to talk about, you know, what they might be struggling with. So we are, you know, unique in our sense that we offer English support, English speaking support, and it's never too late to kind of explore the ways that you learn best, even if you are somebody who is struggling with reading and writing in your personal life. That's normal. Everybody has struggled with it at some point. For some people, it's more challenging, but it's not. I want the public to know that those individuals are extremely creative people. They're very capable. They have jobs, or they're looking for some that really match their style of working and learning. So yeah, I just want to keep that mindset in in people's minds when they think about our organization. Everybody is welcome to come because we're all lifelong learners.
Yeah, that's so important. So encouraging for people too. I think it's such an important message.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way because I hope others do too, and that others reach out, even if it's out of curiosity, to learn more about us. So people could also call us at 819-346-7009. Yeah, and I think this is a good start for future conversation.
Good, because I'd really love to have Literacy in Action on as a regular, you or, you know, other people on the staff. I think that would be great to get the word out.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I look forward to inviting other members of our team to keep the conversation going with you.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks very much, Joanna, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you too. Take care.
That was a new one from Remy Wolf, and the song is called Cinderella. Next up, some health news.
The health benefits of real maple syrup are far more comprehensive than you might expect. The only product in our diet coming directly from a plant sap, this natural sweetener features over 54 antioxidants that can help delay or prevent diseases caused by free radicals, such as cancer or diabetes. In addition, maple syrup features high levels of zinc and manganese, keeping the heart healthy and boosting the immune system. Quebec produces 70% of the world's supply of maple syrup.
I'd like to thank my guest today, David Skip Wright from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and also Joanna Bateman from Literacy in Action. We'll close off today's show with a song from Ariana Grande, and the song is called Bye. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful afternoon, everybody.